Rising off of the ground is this what looked like a shag carpet a moment ago. It is now some kind of flying alien creature that kind of flaps its carpeted wings up off the ground. Let me just show you what we're dealing with here.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't give it some like dumb name like Shagadelic, did they?
I will. You know what? Whoever pronounces this name the best and first, maybe you get a hero point right now because
Fombrere.
It's
oh, I have three, wild. So I can't go higher. So
go for it, Miles. Go for it.
Where is
in the Discord? I'll put it in the roll 20 as well.
Reculobitus. Nope, that's not it.
Nope.
Rectum butterpuss.
Reculobitus.
What do you say,
Jabron? Rectum butterpuss. Oh, yeah. You guys heard of a rectum butterpuss?
So far, that's the winner, but anybody else want to try?
I think it's regular butterpuss.
Rectum butterpuss.
I think the emphasis is in the wrong place. It's regular butterpuss.
I think it's closer to that. I think that it's like a lob in there. But I don't know what we're going
Batopus.
For.
Army wants to give it like the Japanese SU ending, so it's like Rekulobatupusu.
Right.
What about two of them? Rekulobatupuses.
Ty. No, it's I.
Well, the author of this adventure seems to, or whoever made this creature, I should say, has pluralized it as P-U-S-E-S.
Oh, yeah.
That's annoying.
I want to say it's like, because the pus sort of refers to like a Greek word and not a Latin word. We're used to the U.S. in referring to a Latin word, but in the Greek
like
it would be. Yeah, it would be like Antipodes or something. You know, I don't know, whatever. Yeah.
I hate that too.
Rectum butupusu pussies.
Whoa!
You just want to say pussies. That's what
rectum
you want.
Well, butt pussies.
I know what you're doing, Jabert.
I'm asking about the plural because indeed the purple carpet indeed also.
Oh gosh, the rectum butt pussies are everywhere.
Also, love that they are in cosmic crit colors. That's kind of them. These are branded rectum butt pussies.
somebody get Adam and Eve on the line.
We'll call them bussies for short.
Call them robo bussies.
Our good friend Rabbit on the Discord messaged me today. It's like, I think Miles dropped an F-bomb in the episode. I was like, oh yeah, we're
bad news.
We're very in NSFW now.
Which I'm still very on the fence about myself, but you know.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, you can shut the fuck up.
I'll try to pare it back a little bit.
Drew's a good Christian podcaster. It's because I know that there are some families that have listened to the show together and now we're cutting them out.
Oh, but yeah. They did like 3 years ago.
Well, no, I was about to say, we had children that listened to us for many years. They're adults now.
Like, I don't think the children that we were
under
told 10 about in
when we started
one, that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, but we got to set expectations now. Zeldin, believe it or not, you smell these creatures.
I can smell those. I can smell those robo pussies. A mile away.
You can hear their World of Warcraft sounds.
Murlocs, yeah.
Fallout 3.
You are first in the initiative turn. Order. I think maybe everyone else was fooled because they did indeed look like shag carpets, but that did not work on the blind dog for for whatever reasons.
No one's gonna go step on those rectal butt pussies or anything, right? Everyone's gonna watch out. Everybody watch out for those rectals, the rectal butts.
All right, Jabert has minus one hero point, and I'm just giving it to Miles now. Miles pronounced it very close to what I think is
correct. He's gonna use it a lot better than me.
No, he's not able to use it. He's already got three.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, do I have four?
No, but if you want to immediately convert the three into a super duper.
Oh, into a fate point. Super duper, and then just have an extra hero point.
Yes.
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
And to be clear, Patrick, only one person can have that super thing
at a time.
At a time, correct? Okay.
Yeah. So if you use it, someone else can immediately turn in.
Okay.
Your points. Okay. Oh, hey. I didn't even throw this in here, but no more voting on the difficulty of combat. I'm just going to make them as hard as possible for you guys. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if I can make up a vote every time. This one, calm down, Miles. Calm it down.
I don't know. I just want to have an opinion about something.
Do you want this to be moderate or severe? Yeah, you can just tell me.
You know my answer.
Let's go severe. I need more hero points all the time.
Yeah. You had one. Guaranteed.
I had one, but then Patrick took it from me.
Because you wouldn't like shut the fuck up. Because
I was playing the game by the rules, and he wanted to change the rules. You can't change the rules just because you don't like how I'm doing it, Patrick.
Tyler is hating you.
Load of cursing
right now. Every time you curse, I see him. Angrily shaking his head.
I feel like that's more Drew than Tyler.
Well, I don't mind a PG-13 rating, but we're going into deep R territory.
Ooh, that's a good point. That's a good point. You get one.
This is where I live.
I know it's where you live. But it's like if Barney suddenly showed up and was like, "What's up, fuckers?"
We were never like Barney.
It's Whiplash. We were Barney, but we, you know, I
okay, our podcast is Barney Colors. I'm just realizing that. He's green and purple.
It's because I love
anyone,
you.
Anyone who's has met me or played games with me knows how I talk.
It's our podcast. We can do whatever we want.
Does anybody else want to vote for Severe? Severe, once again, you will automatically get a hero point at the end.
I mean, I already have three hero points, so I don't need to vote for Severe, so no.
Okay, well, you can...
Is that the hard one, Severe, this time?
It's slightly difficult, more difficult, yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yay!
Oh, Tyler says yes as well.
I will curse twice as much.
Two other people voted severe, and I'm the one who's causing the swearing now.
because you care about it. So I have to attack what you care about.
Says the guy that's about to
politician as hell. Whenever I do it, people threaten not to swear anymore, and I'm like, all right, fine, all right, okay, we'll do it your way.
Hold on, do I get a hero point now? Is that the deal?
No. At the end of combat.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah. Cool. That's fine.
All right. It's a good thing you're not in like an immediate danger being wedged between two giant carpets.
Right. I mean, I'm on top of the carpet right now, but yeah.
I know. I'm really glad that nobody in this party uses like bite attacks and the jokes.
Well, I was really wanting like Zeldin or Hathias to like do the tried and true cat or dog rubbing their butt on the carpet.
Oh yeah.
Some oh my gosh, that would have gone so badly. Oh no.
I know. It would have been so good.
Okay. Jabert, what do you want to do? Round one here.
Let's see. This is a good time. Okay, so we're going hard mode here. Let's go ahead and pop off a bless. Get a bless going. That is a how many?
Bless this office mess.
10-foot radius. And I'll just go ahead and put that up on my I need like three screens. I need so many more than the one that I currently have.
Okay. I forgot one screen that you're playing Steam games on.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just like I've got you guys over here, and then I've got like, you know, my character sheet.
Like
always behind the map.
I throw you guys in a little side window, so you're about 20% of the screen maybe, and then everything else is in one completely effed Google Chrome window that's got 20 tabs open sometimes. All right, bless is up and you're moving forward.
Yeah, moving forward a bit to try to get a little more coverage without standing immediately adjacent to these guys.
Yeah, you said you were already looking at the wall, so you can have started there. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I didn't tell you guys to move around the room when I started the map up, but you did say you were up and looking at this wall.
Sniffing the wall.
Sniff. You're listening to the wall. Is there a third action you would like to do instead?
Instead, I will throw up a shield.
Okay.
One of the magic shields of yours.
All right. It's the Reculobutepus.
Yeah, that's so easy, is it?
It's so many hard consonants in there. And it's hard for me not to call them that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty. Jabert's adding several syllables.
In consonants, yes.
Yeah, in consonants. Yeah. Which is, I like it. I can teach their own interpretation.
What have you got? Reculobutepuses.
Yeah. I do feel like Jabert's name is a lot closer to the image we're seeing than the creator's name,
Oh, I see. The thing that I've named is more similar to...
Well, this looks like
a rhinoceros.
I do like their official art is both purple and green, but it does look like a skate.
I don't like these weird tassels hanging off of them.
Flying, I see. It's like a manta ray.
It is a manta ray with like flagellum all over the edge of their kite. And then they have like the big kill Steve Irwin thing coming off the back.
Okay.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now? Well, now Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was like John, in the
Irwin Ender.
Yeah. I mean, technically that was if it was that kind of creature, it would be straight out because that's what stingrays have. Granted this is a space creature. So maybe
we're gonna find out what they do, I bet.
It's their turn right now. The rest of you watch as the thing raises up behind Tavra, the green monster. And indeed it tries to envelop her, tries to get a good bite in. So let me get a good jaw attack in.
Do we get a save or anything?
To jaw is better than to wall.
Your armor class is pretty high save. What's your armor class?
20.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
Natural 19. Critical hit to start things off here. Just a quick crit.
That door's not locked though, right?
No one's tried it yet. This is 16 points of piercing damage as this thing envelops Tavra. And begins to swallow her whole. Do I need to make another save?
Is this undead?
I need to make an athletics. What is your reflex DC?
16, I guess.
Okay, so I need to hit a 26 here for its second attack. And this is a 21. So it does not succeed in swallowing you whole. But it always trying. It's trying to get you down its gullet. The purple one is going to. We've got a couple other targets here in the room. Boop, 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 boop. It's going for Zeldin. You shouldn't have sniffed him out. It is going to flap on over towards you, towards behind you. Indeed, you can smell the stinking. Gibbering mouth come up to you and try to bite you. A 9 on the dice. That is a hit, I believe. Yep.
With all the talk we've been doing, this is one of the few times where I'm glad I can't make mental images.
Well, you just look at this. What's going on here?
No, I can look away from the screen and it's just gone.
This is the 13 points of piercing damage, and it is going to grab you as well. Try to grab onto you. So that is their full turn and taking us to Tavra, who's grabbed.
Okay, am I grabbed?
You are grabbed. You are not yet swallowed.
Swallowed. Okay, so I can't step or move or anything.
You are held in place. You are off guard and immobilized. Yeah, so held in place, basically. If you take a manipulate action while grabbed, so like trying to pull a potion or a bandage out of your pack, there's a flat check to see if it's lost or cast a spell or do something else like that. But attack rolls do not have that penalty.
Okay, so I can attack it with my Doshko and no problem. Okay.
Yep, you can also make an escape check if you care to. Not required, but that counts as an attack. So if you want to just try to destroy it, you can do that.
Yeah, let me just strike at it with my Doshko. It's only a 19.
Yeah. All
right. That is a miss.
Bleh.
Okay. Tyler's face. Well, 10 on the dice, you know. Maybe you were close. Who knows? Maybe. And that is with you being in the bless radius, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Well, I didn't apply any. Yeah.
It's a plus one.
Yeah, still a miss. Still a miss.
Okay.
Second action.
I'll strike again. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. It's better, but worse, because it's a second attack.
All right. I am going to... Can I attempt to escape now?
You can. It will count as your third attack action, so it'll be a minus 10. But that's fine. You can...
Is that in athletics?
You can use athletics. You can use acrobatics. You can use...
Okay. Well, I'm an expert in athletics now, so let's see how this goes for me. Oh, terribly, terribly. That doesn't seem right. Oh, it's my third attack. Yeah,
no, you did all the rolls correctly, just not well enough. All right, that is Tavra's turn. You see the rest of you, her struggling to slice her way out of this thing's jaws. It's like its mouth is like covering half of your shoulder pauldron, maybe some of your chest armor here, trying to suck you like a lollipop. Lacardus. Or Lacardus, you both rolled a 21. Who wants to go next?
Lacardus.
Okay. Oh. I don't think I can get within the Zeldin's bless range.
Yeah, right now he's kind of pinned against that.
Is that where we're in? The little pea colored circle?
The pea colored circle is the bless yellow. And the pale.
Oh, good. I feel Tavers. Blessed all right.
Yeah. you've been scent marked.
Exactly.
Yeah, the white is the champion's aura. It's kind of a peach color, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Lacardus is just, I feel like he can't really see much. These things are very large. One's enveloping Tavra. And I think that's the one he is going to focus on. I don't really know if I'm in a flanking position. What would the whole... trying to swallow draped over Tavra situation.
I think you can flank from both positions there because, they are sharing kind of that space right now.
So for one action to move, another action to aim, and then I'm going to just try to... I think Lacardus is a little confused. He doesn't have like a kidney or a kneecap to kind of go after.
Mm-hmm,
so not knowing kind of where to anatomically strike, we're just going to take like a baseball swing at it.
Go right ahead. You'll find a kidney if you probe well enough in there.
28.
Ooh, yeah, that's a hit.
All right, that's going to be 9 points of damage to whatever organ I've managed to...
Well, I think he kind of moved to hit it towards its mouth, towards what could be some central organs, but it's, you know, the tail end of the carpet, you know, the part that... what's the name? Abu? What's the name of the monkey in Aladdin?
The drapes, if you will.
Apu. Apu.
Apu with a B.
Apu with a B. Apu. Is
yeah,
Aladdin.
Okay. Yeah. Apu. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Apu, like Boosie. Like Boosie.
Oh my gosh.
Just. You know I want to be away from this nightmare.
I love Jabert, you so know much,
that,
Jabert.
Jabert, you have that Euro boy back right now, buddy. Sorry, you instead hit this thing in its the tail end of the carpet. It kind of reflexively moves that around to guard itself. You still seem to, do damage to it. It still feels like you're hitting a solid patch of muscle. But as you do, spiky hairs on the edge of the carpet reach out and kind of sting you, maybe slash at you. What kind of damage is this? Piercing damage. No, it's these little black edges, indeed, that try to come out. And just a wee bit of damage. I would call this a wee bit.
Good. This thing needed passive damage.
4 points of piercing damage.
You rolled a one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, math is math. I don't know what's. Yeah, but yeah, that, it seemed to reflexively shoot those little things at you as you hit it. But the first bit of damage on the purple carpet, little purple, that'll take us to Hathayun.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and use my natural 20 on the purple.
Crit hit. Well, we'll give a quick critical shout out to a supporter on Patreon. This counts when people. Oh, I guess I should say, you guys know a good amount of our Patreon audience. Do you want Miles to shout out anyone in, I almost said specifically, do you want to shout out anybody on the West Coast? anyone specifically? I can tell you whether they've donated enough money, or if you want to just pick anyone from the community, you can.
Yeah, what about our old friend Double Doge?
Double Doge is a Patreon supporter, like many of our friends in the Discord. You get also Discord names for each level that you're on. Thank you, Doge, for supporting us there. So this works like you just rolled a natural 20. I believe we talked about, yes, you can also get a card with this, right?
Oh, really?
I mean, it counts as if you rolled a natural 20. So, I mean, once again, you don't have to use this on attacks. You can also save these in the future for a save, or you can save them
right.
You know, if you're about to go up against someone that's going to hit you with a big old whammy of a spell, you'd be like,
so did we decide that we're doing cards and we're not doing double damage? Is that correct?
No. It'll still say what kind of damage you do.
Okay.
The cards are just little bonuses for a actual natural 20.
I see what you're saying. Yes.
What kind of damage do you do again?
The flail?
Roll the damage. It'll say. No, it doesn't say, does it?
I want to say it's bludgeoning.
Shattered hand. They don't really have hands, but this is normal double damage. And until healed, the target is clumsy 2 and enfeebled 2 and can't use one of its hands. Okay, but still, clumsy 2 and enfeebled 2 is brutal because that's a minus 2 to its AC and attacks.
Nice.
So a good one, but 12 points of damage as well is also nothing to snuff at.
No, not at all.
Here, because that is out.
Okay. And I'm just going to roll another attack.
Yep, second attack. Go right ahead.
Garbage. And why not a third one?
So much better.
Also,
when you...
also garbage. So,
ooh, yeah, would have been
whole
nice.
A lot of garbage.
Later on.
I blame you specifically.
Okay, I'm going to put some symbols on this purple one. For we won't forget those two conditions and take us to the bottom of the turn order, Ulithal. Maybe you're enjoying some snacks over in the corner when these carpets lifted off. Everyone else was like so close, and you're just like, huh?
I mean, to be fair, this is just what carpets do on my planet.
Kelp carpets
on
the ocean floor.
I mean, you ever try to put a carpet underwater? It just doesn't work.
Man, the bottom of the ocean is such an alien planet. There's so many weird, weird things that only can exist in that environment.
So I am going to...
These look like they could be one of them.
Yeah, so I'm going to analyze target, which is going to give me a plus one to recall knowledge about these critters. Would that be nature, or could I do just an arcana? These dudes seem magical.
You gain a plus one status bonus to checks to boop. I don't know if this spell is as good as one thinks it does. Is it? Does it actually allow you to get a... No. Drew, you can't.
Yeah, I think I
can't
just must
have... cast this, right? No. Analyze target spell.
You get Andrew.
Get a bonus to impersonate and recall knowledge, but you still have to use an action to recall knowledge.
Right, which is what I'm trying to do now.
All right, go right ahead, and this is going to be arcana or nature. There does seem to be a magical element about them.
Then we will roll arcana, and good lord, unbelievable. Every time.
My goodness. My goodness, it's only have 3 hero points though right now. We've established that earlier. Only you've got 3 of them. Do you want to use one now, Drew?
Yeah, let's do it. Yes, use one now.
Yeah, you can't roll worse.
There we go. Hopefully.
Okay.
It's a 69 of the dice for a 27.
Unfortunately, not enough to determine how their name is pronounced. But
nobody
enough,
knows that.
Yeah,
except
I mean,
for me.
It's lost to the H's. Googling it brings up how to pronounce lick-a-lot-a-puss. How do you say lick-a-lot-a-puss in English?
Lick-a-lot-a-pussies.
Oh, gosh.
That's how you do it.
Oh, Patrick, I'm so mad
they're
you
very
brought
closely
this up.
Related. They're very closely related.
Minus one hero point to Jared. Oh, the hand that gives is the hand that take us away. Oh my goodness gracious, that's not a real dinosaur. Google, why would this be the number one thing?
Damn it, Gemini.
Why?
Out of your horny hallucinating again.
Sorry, Drew. Sorry, you know, this is a large beast, but it is not a natural one. It does seem to be perhaps magically, genetically engineered. Javert's trying to get another goop in, but he's had so many. He's dying.
I thought it was muted. I'm sorry.
He's just trying to. Hey, what would you like to know about it, Drew?
Ooh.
I will say your casting of this spell will allow you to also have a plus one bonus to impersonate one of these things if you wanted to throw it on and like hide underneath the body.
Just start slapping my
arm.
Just
do that, Drew. Just see if that helps.
Yeah, let's see. Can I get weaknesses?
Ooh, nothing in the way of weaknesses, but I can give you a defensive stat. Do you want its lowest save?
Yes,
ooh,
let me
I
get lowest.
Tell you its armor class.
Let me get
hit points right now.
Let me get lowest save.
Okay, its lowest save is indeed will. It has a will of plus +8.
Okay. All right.
That will take us to the top of turn 2. Do you guys want to keep playing or do you want to call it there?
I can do one more turn.
Is anybody?
One more turn.
One more turn. Okay, well, I'm hearing everyone one more turn.
That's fine.
Then, Zeldin, we are back to you, Jabert. This guy wants to eat you.
All right, let's see.
Get in line.
When you're swallowed, what's the situation with conditions when you're swallowed?
Conditions?
Bro, I don't know how to explain that to you.
I think it would still have...
It'll be grabbed and immobilized and all that.
Oh, you're talking about you. Yes. You'd be grabbed, slowed one. You have to hold your breath or you start suffocating. Yeah. Grabbed and slowed one. I guess technically grabbed, you're also still restrained. So a number of conditions get thrown on you if you get gobbled up.
It's very frustrating how many things they've put manipulate onto.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Most spells, right?
Most spells, but like also just like kind of anything else you want to do, like attacks or anything, or like drawing weapons or anything like that. Interact actions are all manipulate. So I am going to, let's see. I'm going to hold my breath, or I'm going to hold my action until after its turn.
Okay. But you can hold your breath now, too, if you want.
I mean, if that's an action, I won't do it. If it's not an action.
Okay, it is.
I'm going in.
I think it needs to. Okay, it can extend the grab with a single action. So it's going to pretty much start its turn by trying another swallow hole. What is your reflex DC?
Oh, not great. 14.
It's not great. Seeing as how it's starting its turn with that, and it makes it gobble gobble. 4. Does it do damage with this bite? Swallow hole. Swallow hole is such a long entry. So yes, you are grabbed one, slowed one, and boo. Okay, you take the swallowed damage at the end of your turn. Okay, so it doesn't get that now. So yeah, you guys see Zeldin disappear in this shag carpet. It's just like it's flying much lower to the ground now. But indeed, it turns around and is going to try and slam its tail into this furry cat creature that critically slammed him. So he's going to make a slam attack. Miles per second attack, technically, I believe. And this is only, is a 19 a hit? Oh, no, sorry. No. 17, because this is the one that got goofed up by that crit. Okay, no. So that is its turn, Becca.
No, my turn.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You go, well, yeah, you go after this one.
Yeah.
What you got, Ahab?
All right, let's see here.
Or no, who got swallowed? Jonas?
Yeah, Jonas and then
Pinocchio.
Geppetto.
Geppetto? What you got, Geppetto?
All right. I'm going to have to make two manipulate actions here. I only have two actions, so here's hoping. First one, I'm pulling out a grenade. Oh, I'm good. I'm good, baby.
Jabert, you know what? You pull out as many grenades as you want right now.
Patrick, can you say that one more time? Zoom at your audio.
You can pull out as many grenades as you want with a natural 20.
All right. I'm double fisting grenades here. So let's see here. I don't think that the attack action has the
manipulate. It does not
trait. Okay, cool. But then I pull the pin.
What grenade you got going on there?
On an advanced frag grenade.
Oh, no. I believe the swallowing creature is going to count as off guard to these attacks. Does that mess with his saves?
Should.
I don't remember how.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's insane, right? I know. Like, oh, yeah, he's going to dodge this.
Dodge it.
So, I mean, at the very least, it already has a negative, but it's also
has a bunch of negatives.
Is this a reflex save?
It's got to be.
Hold it up, because it's like, it's been... I looked up the rules, because the rules have changed substantially, which is why I bought a bunch of grenades.
From first edition, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. It's an area fire action.
Has the area burst rate listed radius.
Yeah, each creature in the weapon's range takes the damage with a save against your class DC, plus the tracking value of the weapon.
Right. And then tracking is on the grenade launcher that I have, but not on the specific grenade.
Okay.
So the DC will be 19.
Mm-mm-mm. I've rolled a 12 on the dice. With its negatives, that is just a save. But do you also have to save in this melee?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm in the range. And that's a fail. Okay. I don't have very good... Even if you assume I don't have any negatives, this thing is taking... This thing is off guard and has a -2 for being clumsy.
Still hilarious, though, that you're taking the brunt of this grenade for the creature. How much damage is
going
it?
Off right next to him.
It is going off in my hands. Oh, Christ. And I rolled super low, too. Okay.
Well, that's so good 9 for
points
you.
Of damage.
Well, all right. Yeah. All right. That will take us to this other.
And then how much damage do I take?
9?
No, from being swallowed whole.
Oh, sorry. At the end of the turn. 8 points.
All right. Well, this is a poorly conceived plan.
It's cool though.
Yeah, it was really cool. But...
It could have been cool. Could have been cool. Rolled a natural 20 when I did it. By the way,
I know.
Didn't make it any more cool. Didn't make it any more cool because grenades are made out of dog shit. Still, turns out, it's not a frag grenade. It's a big dookie I laid in my own hands. I rubbed it up all on my head right when I jumped down this thing's gullet. Hold your breath.
Interesting. Holding series of actions.
Or you can have that hero point back.
Just keep beating it to him.
Shoving back and forth. It's so sweaty at this point from being in there in so many people's hands. This hero point. Oh god.
Oh, dog clobber. Okay, sorry. This other one is gonna try and grab and swallow you, Tavra, again.
Okay.
D20. Oh, ooh, okay. That is a 24. I think that is a success.
Yeah.
Then you are swallowed.
I have a tip. Don't try to set off a grenade. And
okay. They're really good at dodging. On me.
All right. It's going to swallow her and take her back. The green carpet is not where the purple carpet was as its turn. And that will take us to your turn, Rebecca.
All right. Can I cut my way out of the carpet?
Yeah. So while in there, you were grabbed, slowed one.
Oh, God.
You can make an escape action. You can attack the inside of it. If you deal enough damage, you rupture a hole and can escape, basically. So right now, you've got claws, right? Claw attacks.
Yeah, I also have a Doshko.
The DC to escape is easier going out the back door than the front door.
You'll have to...
Something to keep in mind.
Spend an action to draw the... No, you already drew the Doshko.
That's how they got their name.
Yes, you can make an attack with the Doshko. I don't believe there's a negative for big weapons like that, right? No.
I don't think so.
Oh, no. It says... You can only attack with unarmed attacks or weapons with light bulk or less. What is the bulk of a Doshko?
It's a great question. It's a two-handed weapon, though, so maybe more than light.
Commercial Doshko is one bulk. So, yes, not going to be able to swing that around inside this thing.
Okay, I do have claws, though, so yep. I can try to scratch my way out of the carpet.
That might be all it takes. These things are pretty thin, you know?
22 yes. to hit?
That is a hit, but ooh, 5 damage. That is not enough to claw your way out. Yeah. I think you get a good rip in its side, though. If you'll make another attack there, it seems.
Okay.
Found its weakness! Its belly weakness! Oh, natural toot!
Can I spend a hero point on that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Ooh, that's so much better.
Natural 19, and yeah, that is enough to slice yourself right out of its belly.
Yay.
Taking... Maybe just like a weak step down here, right near the purple carpet as we go to Lucardus.
Is Bless still working? I mean, does Bless stop or get blocked by Zeldin being in the tum?
It's still working. Yeah. I mean, it radiates the same way that healing magic can radiate through living creatures. So
just good to keep in mind. We're gonna aim.
Zeldin is alive in there because
the bless is still going.
Yeah, you feel energized. Oh no, maybe not that blessed. Oh no,
three on the dice. Hold on. I should have hero pointed the first attack, but now I'm gonna hero point a second attack because I wasn't thinking clearly.
You don't have to do either.
Yes, I do. We gotta get Zeldin out of there. Okay. I got to frying pan this thing to death. Oh, I really got to get something that does more damage, though. Man, these rolls are just in the gutter.
Did you roll a 3, a 2, and a 4?
You should indeed.
All right, Hathayan, we're back to you, Miles.
All right, so Hathayan is going to attack the purple silver dude. All right. All right, I'm hero pointing that.
All right, your only hero point. Go right ahead.
Correct.
5 on the dice. Oh, it's properly.
25 to hit.
Properly using a hero point on your first failed attack. So the second, that is a hit. Still just a hit.
4 points of damage.
Okay, ouch.
And that's also burn damage. You get 1d4 burn every round. Correct.
I don't think it's burn. I think there's additional fire damage.
Oh, fire damage. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but still, that is just enough to bloody the purple carpet.
All right.
I'm calling them carpet monsters now.
You shouldn't.
Second attack. Go right ahead.
It's a 9.
Ooh, miss.
And a 2.
Okay. There's a lot of single digits here. Oh.
Still did something.
Yeah.
You've identified their willpower weakness. These are not strong-minded beasts.
Yeah, I just don't have many mind abilities, which kind of
of sucks, but you know, we're gonna do it anyway. So the one that's bloodied,
you're identifying weaknesses in your spell book, your spell playlist. So
yeah, well, the one that's bloodied, Force Barrage, three times. Let's do it.
Go right ahead. Boom, boom, boom.
5, 4, 2. So 11 overall.
Okay. All right. Very hurt as we go back to the creature's turn on the top of turn 3. One swallowed, one not. We are back at the top of the turn order for the shag carpet monsters. And I just want to take a minute on their turn because they're going to go first and say how excited I was when I opened up this adventure path and I saw you get to fight carpet monsters.
You can say the name.
I don't remember what they're called, but they're purple green.
I think Jabert and I do.
Purple and green rugs. Well, I think I definitely looked at their name when I started GM prep, and then I was like, that's too long. I'm going to call them carpet monsters in the episode because that's what they are. But yeah, one's green and one's purple.
They certainly munched me. So, oh
my God. Yes, you are in the belly of the purple one who is right next to Lacardus and Hithyune.
Please leave me out of this.
This turn starts.
If I remember correctly, or if my notes are correct, Tavra sliced her way out of the carpet. Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah, with like
one. Does that mean that I am no longer grabbed and all the things that I have on my character sheet right now?
Correct. Okay. Yes. Okay. So this one, let's see who he's going to attack. We are going for Lacardus. Dialer.
Please leave me out of this.
This one's going to try to bite you.
I'm begging you. I want nothing more than just to fade into obscurity for the rest of this episode.
Well, a 2 on the dice means it's missed its first attack. So let me try the second one. Ooh, 17 on the second is a 26 a hit.
Yeah.
We're doing some damage now. We're doing some minimum damage now. 6 points of piercing damage. And it's going to grab you with its mouth. Arr. And this green one, they've switched places where they were originally. So this green one's now the opposite side of the room. Behind the desk where Tavra is going to try to bite you, Tavra. Natural 19 on the dice is a 33 a crit.
It is a crit.
Oh, we got a crit. Okay. Oh, cosmic crit, even max damage. That's going to be 30 piercing damage.
Jeez.
Oh my God. All right.
How's Tavra doing?
I have 3 hit points left.
Oh, don't you worry. You're about to lose them, I think. It's going to grab you again and try to swallow a hole, right? Its creatures.
It has a ruptured tummy. It can't, right? That's
Yeah, that's the thing.
There's already a hole. She just has to like.
Did she just slip crawl right
back out? Yeah.
just going down like a slide. It's I was gonna say at SeaWorld, but I don't think there are a lot of slides at SeaWorld.
I don't think so.
I don't think they let you go down
right into the whale tummies.
Right.
Shamu's just down there.
This is an attack roll to try and swallow you, so it is.
The sunburnt ones are
minus
crispy.
5. A 12 is going to be a 21 against your fortitude. No, reflex DC.
Oh, so. Reflex DC? Oh, that definitely succeeds.
Yeah. What's your reflex DC?
16.
That's only plus 6. Okay, yeah. That means you're back in that belly.
And it's magically healed? What is this carpet made of?
I think maybe just in different carpets.
No. No.
I think we know.
It's all it's like the world's best recording artist, Jamaican American musician Shaggy. It's very Shaggy. Oh my gosh.
I know its name reminds me of R. Kelly.
Jabert, Shaggy is coming to Boston in May. We could go. We could go see Shaggy.
It's time.
Drip, drip, drip.
It is time.
Oh, if anyone is like, who here hates Shaggy? I'd be like, it wasn't me. All right. Anyway, that's their turn. Zeldin, we're on to you.
Good man, news. Gosh, listeners, there were some faces made. Sorry, that's why I laughed, and I didn't want a single listener out there to be like, Tyler laughed at his joke. Tyler, oh, cool. I want
to clear that. Tyler wants absolution from laughing at Patrick. He was laughing at the rest of us.
Tyler, yes. It's too loud. You're too loud. I need you to take it down a few notches. You're being really Mr. Bombastic right now, and I need you to chill.
I'm gonna quit this fucking podcast right now.
You're right.
I love saying his name, Shaggy, the way he does. Shaggy. All right, I'm just keeping that feather in my cap. You and I could go see Shaggy.
Yeah,
Jabert. I'm not going to put it on these other people to get on a plane and see Shaggy, but we're a T-minus 1 month until.
Yeah, of anyone that I was going to be flying to see it, I don't think that would be Shaggy. Yeah.
I think I've told you this story, but the bowling alley, like behind my house, had Genuine one time. Genuine. And I am kicking myself I didn't go to that concert at a bowling alley. It would have been so fun.
All right. Can we get back to the fact that Zeldin just just used a grenade in the belly of a beast?
And don't forget that Patrick let me pull two of them out.
let's get back to that exciting story over there.
Let's do it.
I think I did because you rolled the natural 20 for something.
I was like, 20 to draw to do an interact action.
Well, to be fair, I don't think you're pulling a grenade out. I think you're just ripping the pin on your body because it did more damage to you than it did it.
It did. Yeah.
It did. So the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to heal myself. Physician, heal thyself. Now I need to make another check for this.
You only have two actions. Remember.
Oh, right, because I'm slowed. Okay, then I will just use the single action version of heal.
Cool.
Roll 1d20. See if that goes off. You know it goes off.
Another natural 20.
Can't be stopped.
Another natural 20. Who knew? Zeldin's unstoppable as long as he is in someone's stomach.
As long as I am about to die, I'm unstoppable. I got 10.
Well, to be fair, like you can't see anything in there and you are at no disadvantage with that. So you're feeling around like punching his kidney, kicking his kidney as you pull this grenade out.
I can smell where your vital organs are.
All right. You got some HP back. You're going to use it.
I'm going to use them right now. Why don't you go ahead and make that reflex save and I will do the same.
All right. Is that a negative? Oh, boy. Oh, yes. I've rolled a 16.
Okay, that's a fail.
This uses your class DC? It's so crazy. Grenades and 2E.
I made it! I did it! Hooray!
Oh boy, here we go.
All right, here goes nothing. 14 points of damage. 7 to me, 14 to you.
14. All right, it is not dead, but that is enough to burst out a giant hole in its stomach, and Zeldin falls to the ground.
Am I slowed at this point, or does that shake off when I lose the grappled and everything else condition?
Slowed one. When you regain actions, you reduce the number of actions
for the turn. I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see.
So you'll have your full actions next round.
Let me just do some quick math. Boop 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 boop. Okay. Uh-oh, I'm gonna die, everybody. But I'm free.
Let me do some math. Up, my time's up. See you guys. Oh boy. Tavra, you're back inside. I think as we determined last round, no Doshko up in this thing, but
yeah,
your claws did pretty well.
Yeah. I'm gonna try to claw my way out again.
Find the hole that you just made and rip it a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Ripping a new rectum buttipus.
Oh no, you cursed her, Jabert.
Oh no.
Oh no.
There could only be
one hero point. I could hero point it.
Oh boy, that's dangerous.
Or I could save my hero point for when I inevitably die with my 3 hit points.
Well, so. I will say at the end of your turn, you take, you know, the bludgeoning damage from its being swallowed. You will go down from that.
Yeah, and I'll be inside of it. But I still have 2 actions. Yeah. I could continue to try to claw my way out.
True, but you have to pick if you want to use that hero point now for this first attack.
Does she not get slowed in there?
Oh, right. You only get 2 actions.
Oh, I only get 1 more.
Yeah, maybe that'll...
You do not... If you go unconscious in there...
I'm dead.
You are probably very dead.
This... You are the only one that has damaged the green carpet, so...
Hey, I'm going to hero point danger. And try to claw my way out.
Okay. Ooh, even more danger.
Oh my
no.
God.
Oh, gosh.
No, what a fool's errand. The same number on the dice, 7.
Maybe you'll just crit on the second attack, and then it'll be like you hit twice anyway.
Maybe.
Yeah, right, maybe you'll get some karma. Karma.
It's one better. It's
the one you need. 17's not going to be enough.
Oh, well, hey.
Nice knowing you, Tavra.
9 points of bludgeoning damage as Tavra goes down inside the belly.
All right.
And we're on Lacardus's turn. This one in front of you is like half exploded. It's been force barraged and sliced up by Hythion. It's looking very, very hurt.
Do you think Lacardus has seen that? Because the crit that she took, she was outside, right? Because she was crit and then immediately swallowed. I have a slashing weapon.
Right now, 4 of you are focusing on one of them, and then Tavra has been swallowed whole.
Yeah. Well, she was doing great 1v1ing, and then... suddenly things went bad.
She's been swallowed twice. What is your standard for quote unquote great?
When she hits something with a Doshko once and does the same amount of damage as the 3 of us did. that's doing great.
Okay.
And I don't think there's no rules for like being able to cut her out from the outside. Yeah.
No, not really. That's just murder.
I don't have a knife. If I get swallowed, I'm in deep trouble because I don't have any knives.
You're just going to be punching from the inside.
Yeah. Because I was going to say I could pull like a Men in Black and just go over to the other one and just be like, eat me. And then.
Do you have any
cut us both out.
That's what I tried to do. Yeah. It worked out great.
Okay. No, I think I have other folks who have. I'm just going to try to take this one out. I'm going to aim and attack twice on the purple carpet.
Okay.
I don't quite know what to do here. Or what's best. Oh, well, that's... I don't have any hero points.
Natural 1.
That's gonna stand.
Yikes.
Woof. Patrick, do we draw... Does he get a crit card for that? Or is that... How does that work?
Natural ones? Yes.
Critical hit card though, right?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't get a critical... fail card. I where did I put them?
I was at his house yesterday. You're free.
You're in my office too. Don't you use my office? Where are they, Jipper? I have a very particular set of skills. I know how to hide cards. Alright, I'm gonna pull you a tarot card instead. And whatever I pull you, I'm gonna do it like on the camera. Is going to be, you know, your...
What if you pull... Face. What if you literally pull the death card?
Your head will explode. And Bruce will be like, I'm free!
This is the worst thing you've ever done.
This is the only deck of cards I have. Oh, no, I do have... Oh, where did... I have a deck of Godzilla role-playing game cards I got at PAX.
What if the critical success cards, but the opposite? Whatever you
do. Oh, I don't have either, Rebecca. I don't have the critical hit or the fail cards, obviously.
Took the whole thing.
No, I think I just left them in the other room. But I don't want to get up.
I will from just come tarot card me.
I'm not wearing pants, so. Yeah. Oh, you want the tarot cards? I think
just
that's
tarot. Fine. Yeah, tarot card me. That's yeah. I like that more than being Godzilla card. That scares me a little bit more.
I'm gonna dangerous. Flip them. Just tell me when to stop.
Okay, stop.
Six of cups.
It's cups. I'm in them.
Picture of a nice lady with six cups. That's too many cups, lady.
Yeah.
Too many cups. I'm gonna say that's a non-applicable critical failure.
Like all right, we like
so, it. Your natural one is pretty bad. It's pretty bad, but
yeah. But you know what? That's why you attack twice.
Oh yeah.
It always comes back around. See?
Oh, goodness.
Comes back around.
That is a hit. And what are you doing? Ten? You're kicking. You're punching.
It's a tactical frying pan.
You smack this thing down, and it falls back to the ground as like a carpet.
Yeah.
We're.
Kabong! It was an illusion the whole time.
There's just one of these things left, and that means Rhonda Hithyun's turn.
Right. All right. So Hithyun is going to move to the other BP, and that has down to Tavra, and is going to attack with a solar attunement.
Solarian weapon attack.
If I can get this thing to pull up.
If he can get this thing to pull up.
21 to hit.
It's exactly what you need.
10 points of damage.
Maximum damage. All right. Still going strong here. Third action.
Attack again. Oh.
Not
16.
Not a
you
hit.
Know what? Never mind.
We are on.
I forgot that I still had a freaking free natural 20 that I didn't use.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. We are going to hit this thing with Hand of the Apprentice.
Throwing out your sword.
See if we can cut this open.
Oh, yeah, you're burning. You get, what, 1d4 of damage? That?
I think it's just...
The fire damage?
Half your level. Pretty sure. We've had this conversation 18
Yeah, but we go down, though, right? So it'd still be 1?
Yeah.
Or do we... Yeah, so...
It's never a d4.
That's right. I don't know why I keep doing that. So, yeah. Plus 1 damage. So 11 points damage.
Ooh. Drew, that is a miss.
That ain't going to do it. So we are going to hit it with another... Or we're going to hit it with a Thunder Strike.
So funny. Your character hasn't moved, so I imagine you're still sitting in the chair here in Zoe's office. Your character art that we have here kind of looks like he's like reclined in the chair. He's like chilling.
All right, well, you better roll to avoid this massive 5 damage.
Oh, this is a reflex save for the creature. Reflex save. 6 on the dice. That is a 20.
Yeah, so it saved. My spell DC is 19, so great.
2 points of damage coming its way. A little static shock for this carpet. Oh, we have fun here. We're back to its turn, and it's going to bite Hithyun. We're going to start with a bite. Chomp. A 7 on the dice is a 21 to hit.
You just need a 21.
Okay.
There's nothing extra on that thing right now, right?
Not to my knowledge. No. This is 8 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
And
I will allow it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try the same thing. I'm gonna try to bite you. I'm trying to get you in that belly. Right in that belly with an athletics check. 14 plus 9 is a 23 enough for your reflex DC.
All right, so I gotta do reflex, is that it?
Nope, what's your reflex? It's just plus 10.
Just says E9.
9, so that would be 19, and you are in that belly. You're on top of Tavra's. Well, yeah, you're right next to Tavra's unconscious body.
You can cut us out. You can cut them both out.
This is a meet cute where you guys are like, oh, excuse me. I didn't know you come to this Gila Buddha Puss's belly very often. That is its turn. And Zeldin, you are next.
Don't worry, I'll get you out of there with a grenade. A jump down its gullet. No, I'm kidding. Can you imagine?
Hold on to this.
Yes, I can imagine.
Hold on to this grenade for me, Tab.
Tabra does not respond.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm going to cast an Eldritch Lance. Pun, yawn, creature's brow.
Well done, Jabir.
Yeah, it's just AC. 21.
Exactly what you need. That is a hit.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Basic roll. Where did I put my... Oh, Lord, what have I done?
Drew, I'm going to love that your character will have completed this combat without leaving their chair.
Seven points of damage.
All right.
Some people are ranged. Some people are melee.
That's enough to bloody the green carpet here.
Tyler, imagine if this carpet sneezed on me. Do you know where I would be? A splat on the ground.
You're at a healthy distance.
So, Tabra, we are back to your turn, I believe. And
is there anything I can do?
Well, you roll to stabilize, but you will take more damage at the end of this turn. You basically just can't fail this stabilization.
Okay, is that just D20?
Yeah, D20, you're looking for an 11. Yes, that is a success. So you stabilize, but you will take more damage and go down to dying 2 at the end of this round.
I believe she is also suffocating.
Oh.
Yes, in creature's gullet.
Maybe the creature's stomach acid is
oxygen.
She's suffocating as an option on my character sheet. So.
Yeah, that's a special fun thing.
Make me a fortitude save.
Okay, 25.
You're good. Who needs oxygen? That's for wusses.
Yeah, when you got stomach acid to breathe.
Yeah, it tastes spicy. It's like spicy air.
Spicy air.
Okay, Lacardus, we're on to you.
I'm going to move and attack twice. Oh, wait, I've got more movement. I can get out of the way.
Okay.
No aim, just attacking twice.
Got it.
So, Calabunco. 24, ooh, yeah. We know is a hit.
That is.
5 points of damage.
All right, every little bit helps here.
It's not much, but it's honest work. And attack number 2.
Natural 20! That's what I'm hoping for!
Oh, yeah, baby. We need those right now. Oh, real bad.
14 points of damage.
Real bad. Well, let's give another critical shout out to one of our super duper Patreon supporters online. God, that dog is freaking out. Brian Head, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. This crit is for you, and is this 14 points of damage?
Yes, sir.
Oh my god, it's still up, but almost dead.
Oh no.
Okay. Hate it. Pretty good for a second attack there. That is gonna take us to Hathayun in the belly of the beast.
Okay. First thing I want to make sure I've got.
Do you have claw attacks?
I do have claw attacks.
Oh, okay. That will help.
Sorry, I'm checking my inventory. Okay. I've got battle medicine, and I've got a med patch, or a commercial med kit, so I'm going to try to heal Tavra. Okay.
So
I don't recommend it.
You have 2 actions. You can pull one out and apply it to her, the med patch.
But also save yourself.
I mean, I'm okay right now.
I mean, there's also cutting a hole out for both of you.
I get 3 actions though, right?
You get 2 because you're slowed being swallowed whole.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well then.
Cat's claws? Is that a thing that you have?
I do have cat's claws, but I can still use my solar weapon, can I?
No.
Why not?
You can use light weapons or unarmed attacks inside. Unarmed attacks or weapons with the light bulk or less. So it is like a daggers or very small things.
Okay. All right. So I'll just use my claw attack. 15 to hit.
Even with the reduced DC, that is a miss for the first attack.
Go again. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I have a natural 20. I'm just going to use that.
Yeah. Smart.
It's a great idea.
Hold on. Hold on. First of all, is your claw attack actually just +7? I guess it's not. If it's just trained, maybe.
Yeah, it's just trained, I think.
Okay. Do you want to use your crit with a claw attack?
Yes.
All right. Give another Patreon shout out to someone that supports us on our Patreon just about every single month. Chris S., thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. A fate pointed crit. Now, you still have to roll damage, but I think this is going to be enough. Just go ahead and roll another attack dice for your claw. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. 16.
Yep. And that is enough to cut a hole out and drop this creature. Ooh. Ooh. Out of combat.
Ooh, Lord. Yeah. Ooh, Rebecca, you're going to take a point of damage from falling, taking you to dying.
Well, Ulithal is next in the turn order, and you see a dying Tavra on the ground. Uli, anything you want to do?
Are we still in turn order?
Well, Zelda can probably heal her up before her go. But for dying condition, I would say we should stick in it just in case. Like, what if someone walks through the door and just blows Zeldin's head off? And you're like, oh, we should have healed.
Yeah,
anything you want to do, Drew?
Yeah, I'm going to race over because it might take me a couple of steps.
Well, it's a whole action to get it up out of the chair.
I assumed I was standing.
I'm just kidding.
Can I pull out the patch as a med patch as I run over there?
It takes an action to do so, but do you have the movement to get to her?
I don't.
She can pop over to this side. I just pick an arbitrary side they pop out of.
All right. Boom. Pull out the med patch, commercial med patch, which is, what is that, 1d8?
I believe it's d6. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm thinking.
I might be thinking. Yeah, I might be. Nope. I could also be
D6.
Thinking. 1d6.
I'm so smart. I'm so smart.
I might
smart.
Be thinking 1e rules.
Yeah.
5.
All right. Tavra back in this, covered in oily carpet stomach juices. See Hithyun in a similar situation right next to you, but you guys are alive and we're out of this combat.
We did it. Whew. Nailed it, gang.
Definitely hardest fight of this campaign so far. Big carpets.
It was against carpets.
Yeah. Time. Yeah,
I can show you the world.
No way. This is the best fight. And I'm still just tickled pink of the green and purple carpets that you had to fight. You guys thought I was writing these. I was giving you a description and it was like all the other hundreds of times I've described details as green and pink because of the podcast colors. But no, I've lured you into a false trap. These two creatures really did pull the room together, and now that they're dead, it's...
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one looks like crap.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.